Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. Thank the Lord, the good Lord in heaven, that it's Friday. I am tapped, I think. I feel as though I've been, you know, like I am stretched, and now we are trying to figure out what's with the Bobolinski.
Oh, I thought we'd have it figured out, but we don't.
No, we don't. Just put that on the list of things I didn't get taken care of this morning. Last night, our producer for the, we did a pre-show. We certainly were on the Annie Fry Show socials last night, and we were trying to figure out how to pronounce this, and I think he said it was Bobolinski.
I think
Bobolinski.
Yeah. Bobolinski.
Bobolinski.
Yeah, Bobolinski.
I think he just wanted us to say it that way. So, but following this story, folks, you need to be paying attention to this story, because as much as the entire defense of what we are getting from, you know, the Democrat pundits of the world, as much as the defense is just, these are not the droids you're looking for. Am I wrong? I mean, like, so far that seems to be the extent of, what if we say Russia? Will they stop paying attention to it? I mean, come on. So we have the weirdest press conference ever last night, right before, I think, Katie, if it's possible, I think in the next segment, I'd like to play his press conference in full.
Okay.
If we can find a good, because I think that it would be better to just hear the context of the press conference in full. Were you able to watch it, Katie, in full yet?
I didn't watch it in full yet. I just saw the clips.
And I think that when you take it in as it was presented, I think you're going to hear it differently than if I, because we will talk about it throughout the course of the show. Mm-hmm. I think that will be. So let's do that here in a minute. The story is something that is developing into, I guess the FBI asked this morning, or said this morning, that they requested an interview with him. So the weirdest part of the Bobolinski's, it's not supposed to be this hard, Bobolinski's press conference, it was at the end. He walks into this hotel room. I think there's a Marriott nearby. He goes into this Marriott hotel room or hotel conference room, and the press is in there, and they've got this live shot set up for when he shows up. And it's just on a wall. There's just a wall. There's no podium. There's no real place that indicates where this Tony character is going to go stand. And so they keep showing, like, we expect him to be here. We expect him to be here. And then when he shows up, he stands there. He says some really, really intense things in the context of Joe Biden unequivocally involved and knowingly so in Hunter Biden's business dealings. That is, when we play this for you in the next segment here in about 15 minutes, he does not make it so that it's possible for Joe Biden to discount the relationship that Joe had with Hunter's dealings. And this Tony is somebody who was in a business partnership with them. He was on the inside. He knew the stuff that was going on. But the weirdest part was at the end, he's just standing in this conference room. There's like not a piece of furniture in there, as far as I know. And at the end, he goes, and I will not be taking any questions. And then he stands there. And then they're like, I mean, there's this weird, awkward, like him standing there. He wasn't behind a podium. He didn't leave, which I thought was where you would leave. You could also not say, I'm not taking any questions. You could just finish your statement and then walk away. And if you don't know how to do that, watch Donald Trump, or know there, watch Joe Biden. That's what he does. He just exits stage left, folds up his portfolio that he has in front of him, and he just walks away. And so he says, I will not be taking any questions. And then he stands there and stares at the press, and the press goes, you aren't taking any questions? And he's like, that is correct. And then he just kept standing in there, and then the press goes, well, we're going to ask him anyway. And it was like, get off the stage. I don't know. Do you have anxiety watching people like that where you're like, you're empathizing so much with the situation where you want to invest in
yes,
making it more comfortable for them? It was
you
so
wish that
awkward.
He was standing on a dolly and somebody would have just walked up off. And wheeled him off.
Dolly would have been some furniture in there. It would have probably actually made me more comfortable.
Here's Bob Alinsky and his dolly.
So let's get on to the debate, because I thought that the debate last night was what we needed. I was so incredibly pleased. And it's weird for me to be here the next day afterwards. And I'm physically more relaxed and calm than I was last time. Like the last time, I didn't know what to do with it, which I think is also the way all of America felt. There was no clear winner. I'm going through Twitter last night. I'm looking into Twitter accounts of folks who I don't agree with, especially to kind of get a good vibe as to how people felt. And it was just very clear that Donald Trump was impressive last night. Even if you didn't like Donald Trump going into it, Donald Trump impressed people last night. And it's funny because it was more about what he didn't do than what he did do. His ability to be matter of fact, without being abrasive, he got his points across. He has an amazing command of facts and stories. That's going to like make some people combust. I'm sorry. But he does. He knows what he's talking about, and he has a way of delivering that information to the people. And when he either A, had his mic muted, or B, let Joe Biden answer questions, Joe Biden looks like he's struggling every time. This would be the beginning of year one of 4 years of Joe Biden. He's not going to get better in this capacity over the course of 4 years. And I think they can't not see it, folks. They know. They don't care. I don't know. Like, I really wish I knew in the inner circles of conversations that took place within the DNC. I really wish that I knew what their thoughts and plans were on that. Like, Kamala Harris is completely ready to be the president of the United States. Is that really being discussed? Because can you really look at Joe Biden right now and say this man is fully prepared to take on the full weight of the office of the presidency of the United States? Have you seen those pictures of presidents over the course of time that they spend in the Oval Office and how much it ages them? Mm-hmm. Joe Biden doesn't have much room to go.
That's a good point.
I mean, he does not look strong. He does not look in command. He has, you know, just physically, when he's speaking on things, he has a, you know, furrowed brow, and he closes his eyes when he wants. You know, I do that too sometimes, but that's when I'm not in full command of the facts, or I'm tired, or I have, you know, extenuating circumstances that are pushing me to need to work extra hard to retain whatever it is I'm talking, you know, discussing or whatever. It does. If you're in a negotiation with somebody, and I don't care if you're in a negotiation with somebody over whether or not you're going to go to Applebee's or 54th Street tonight, or if you're, you know, actually negotiating on the part of the free world, you can't be like that. And I have to feel as though he won't be the one negotiating. He might be the buck stopper, but is he going to be the one who's present in these meetings, having these conversations? I just don't know that that's actually what the case is going to be. And if they know that, and they're still running him, I feel as though this is grossly irresponsible to the American people, because you feel as though there is enough sentiment out there that is Trump bad that you have a shot at winning this thing. I'm going to save this question for and ask me anything later, but I'll give you the heads up. We won't tell Gabe so that he's really left behind in this. We'll be really prepared.
We'll make him go first.
Yeah, fantastic. who would Kamala Harris's VP be? So you guys can think about that. Like, realistically speaking, not in the warped version of 2020 that we're currently living in, but what would make the most sense for her? Who would Kamala Harris pick as her VP? It's an interesting conversation that we can have in a little bit. Before we go to a break, Ryan, we had a great time last night over at my house. Katie was all masked up because she feels like she didn't want to be a super spreader. I feel great today. How do you feel today, Katie?
I feel great. Fantastic. Feel awesome.
Ryan, what'd you think of the debate overall?
Big win for Trump. I thought more and more going on, he did better and better throughout the debate, and Biden did worse and worse. And like we all said, having the mute button, well, you know what? Not everybody was saying this, but I think we all agreed that having the mute button actually was going to benefit Trump to not jump in and stop Joe from stumbling over himself, which he did quite a bit.
Isn't there a difference between the mute button, like your thoughts and opinion on the mute button in principle, and the mute button in action? I think there's a big difference, and in action, huge fan.
I would not want to see the mute button in future debates. I think it benefited Trump because of Trump's
personality. But what about when Trump runs again for his third term?
Oh, yeah, that's right. All right. You know what? Somebody did mention that that's probably the last debate we'll ever see Trump in, to which I replied, well, he kind of debates every single day when he stands outside his helicopter, but I digress. Yeah, I think it did benefit him as a person, but I don't want to see that become the new norm for debates.
Katie, what do you think? Mute button?
Oh, man. I thought it was wonderful. And I think it's because neither candidate wanted to be the person that got cut off. So it really put them both into a perspective of, okay, we're going to do the best that we can. We're going to get all the information in that we can, but we don't want to be the first person that's muted. I loved it. And also up on the stage, you could see two people that had different stamina. Trump obviously had amazing stamina.
Glaringly so.
Biden, not so much.
Do you think that Biden, Katie, with your young and friends, do you think that his age is a problem at all?
Yes, I do.
Not necessarily his age. Let me clarify. The way he, you know, his version of 79 or whatever it is.
I think it is an issue, but no one's going to say that it is because they hate Trump enough to make it not an issue. I think that they saw what we all saw last night and they're worried about it, but they're more worried that Trump is going to be reelected again. So they're just going to ignore it, move past it.
Well, I'm going to, when we come back, I'm going to play for you the entirety of the Tony Babulinski press conference that took place ahead of time. You may not have watched that because it was only carried on like 1.5 networks. Newsmax carried it. I found Newsmax and OAN on my Roku app. You know, like when I'm on the home screen on my Roku. If you're a streamer or if you have a smart TV that allows you to download apps, I would highly recommend you look around in there and see about finding some of these alternative news sources, just so that you have another place to go when this stuff is going on, to get another perspective, especially Newsmax. I think that what they do there in OAN as well is very interesting and compelling to check out. So give that a look. When we come back, the Tony Babulinski press conference, what he said, and we will react to that as well. Thanks for listening to The Annie Fry Show. Back in a minute.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Thank you for joining us today. Pleasure to have you with us this afternoon as we react to the debate from last night. And before the debate even got started, there was a press conference from one Tony Bobulinski. How'd I do that time? Did I? What was the other name? What was the other name I always had trouble with? I'll have to think about that for a second. I had to think about it every time I would say it. One of them was Hans von Spakovsky.
That's what I was going to say.
The first time that I had Hans von Spakovsky on my show from Heritage Foundation, who is one of our favorite guests here, was a Saturday afternoon, or when I was on Saturdays. And I think it was like the second week I was on, and somebody was like, here, have Hans von Spakovsky on. And I saw that name. I'm like, somebody is screwing with me. Like, they want me to have this guy on and introduce Hans von Spakovsky. And then listen to him like he's I went through pretty much the entire interview thinking this is a prank. Turns out it's not a prank and he's brilliant.
Joke's on us,
right? I mean, is that not like the coolest name in the history of names? Hans, yeah. Like you get to go in to a fancy restaurant and say, you know, good evening, my name is Hans von Spakovsky. They're like, say no more, and then they take you to their finest table with the finest things.
If you add Von to anybody's last name, it sounds better. I mean, that's
Von
a fact,
Wiggins.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Ryan Von
Annie
Wiggins.
Von Fry. I mean, come on.
Von Fry. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of German rolling around in there. Hans von Spakovsky. And I had to literally that day. First of all, I was super nervous, like crazy nervous. It was Beto O'Rourke. Now, I don't think I had problems saying that. Tony Colombo said I had problems saying that. Tony had a problem with me saying that word. I didn't have a problem. Beto O'Rourke, and if I'm saying it wrong, and then we had, was it a Jill or a Vicky or somebody who was like, had the same name, O'Rourke? I'm putting too many syllables in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, you are.
O'Rourke.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I've always had trouble with Ron Paul's name for that same reason.
Shut up.
Too many syllables.
Speaking of Tony Bobulinski, this guy is like, he just like drops in a press conference. It's just about 7 minutes. Oh, we're just getting prepared for the final presidential debate. He's like, hey, can I get like 7-8 minutes of time right before this starts? And Fox News and Newsmax were like, sure. Yeah, absolutely. We can. Yeah, Ryan.
Which, well, by the way, like, is there a reason he chose that time? Because he was definitely going to be overshadowed. Why choose that moment?
Because then President Trump in the debate could say there was a press conference, which he did. There was a press conference, their gentleman saying. It was only so that the president could reference it. It didn't matter if anybody saw it. The president just needed to be able to reference it. Mm. That's my thoughts and opinion on it. So this is Tony Bobulinski. He has turned over. He had at props, he didn't have anywhere to put them because there was no furniture in this room. This is how quickly and haphazardly this press conference was put together. He had his three phones that dated back to maybe 2014 or something like that, that he said, I will be turning these over to the FBI. These are only mine. I've been the only person in possession of these. I am turning them over to the FBI, which turns out this morning. And now we know that the FBI has asked him for an interview. And this is all taking place about an hour and 45 minutes before the presidential debate begins. This is Tony Bobulinski, former co-worker or colleague, I should say, of Hunter Biden's. Let's listen in, Katie, to this conference.
My name is Tony Bobulinski. I served as a lieutenant in the United States Navy with high security clearance. My father and grandfather both served for decades in our country's armed forces. Since leaving the Navy, I've been involved in various successful businesses, both in this country and abroad. I'm making this statement to set the record straight about the involvement of the Biden family, Vice President Biden, his brother Jim Biden, and his son Hunter Biden, in dealings with the Chinese. I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. I have also heard that Vice President Biden said on Tuesday that Senator Ron Johnson, the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, should be ashamed for suggesting that Biden family sought to profit from their name. Well, here are the facts I know, and everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence. And the American people can judge for themselves. I brought, I guess, for record, three phones that spanned the years 2015 through 2018. These phones have never been held by anybody else besides myself. I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man, the Bidens included. I have no wish to bury anyone. I've never been political. The few contributions I have made have been to Democrats. But what I am is a patriot and a veteran. To protect my family name and my business reputation, I need to ensure that the true facts are out there. In late 2015, I was approached by James Gillier, whom I had known for many years, about joining him in a deal which he said would involve the Chinese state-owned enterprise, CEFC China Energy, and what he called one of the most prominent families in the United States. I was informed first by Gillier, and then by Hunter Biden, and by Rob Walker, who was working with the Bidens, that the Bidens wanted to form a new entity with CFC, which was to invest in infrastructure, real estate, and technology in the U.S. and around the world. And the entity would initially be capitalized with $10 million and then grow to billions of dollars of investment capital. After months of discussion, I agreed at Gillier and Hunter Biden's request to become CEO of the entity to be called Sinohawk. Sino representing the Chinese side, Hawk representing Hunter Biden's brother Bo's favorite animal. And between February and May 2017, we exchanged numerous emails, documents, and WhatsApp messages concerning Sinohawk and its potential business. On May 2, 2017, the night before Joe Biden was to appear at the Milken Conference, I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Bidens' history, the Bidens' family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. After that meeting, I had numerous communications with Hunter, Walker, Gillier, and Jim Biden regarding the allocation of the equity ownership of Sinohawk. On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman. On numerous occasions, it was made clear to me that Joe Biden's involvement was not to be mentioned in writing, but only face-to-face. In fact, I was advised by Gillier and Walker that Hunter and Jim Biden were paranoid about keeping Joe Biden's involvement secret. I also had a disagreement with Hunter about the funds CFC was contributing to Sinohawk. Hunter wanted $5 million of those funds to go to himself and his family, so he wanted the funds wired directly to an entity affiliated with him. I objected because that was contrary to our written agreements concerning Sinohawk. He said, referring to the chairman, his father, that CFC was really investing in the Biden family, that he held the Trump card, and that he was the one putting his family legacy on the line. He also said to me on May 17, 2017, that CFC wanted to be my partner, to be partner with the Bidens. During these negotiations, I repeated to Hunter and others that Sinohawk could not be Hunter's personal piggy bank. And I demanded that proper corporate governance procedures be implemented for capital distributions. Hunter became very upset with me. CFC through July 2017 was assuring me the funds would be transferred to Sinohawk, but they were never sent to our company. Instead, I found out from Senator Johnson's September report that the $5 million was sent in August 2017 to entities affiliated with Hunter. Tomorrow, I will be meeting with the Senate committee members concerning this matter, and I will be providing to the FBI the devices which contain the evidence corroborating what I have said. So I will not be taking any questions at this time.
Do you have any evidence that...
You will be taking questions?
I will not be taking questions at this time.
We're going to ask them anyway.
What's happening?
Sits on these three phones. I don't want to go into anything any further. This will all be discussed with Senator Johnson and his committee, and the American people can decide what's fact.
Just took a question.
Exit stage right.
Yeah, and then he walks away. I mean, will you listen to the stuff that he's saying there? I am not a lawyer, but I have a feeling that you can't say all those things. You can't make those kinds of statements, especially right now, and have it not be accurate without being in a heap of legal trouble. I would think that isn't slander spoken word and libel is written word?
Yep, that's it.
So I would imagine that he is absolutely slandering the name of Joe Biden if in fact it isn't true, and to come out in this kind of capacity, not to mention the fact to say, listen, I have it all right here. It's on my phone and I'm going to hand this over to the FBI. There's something seriously wrong here. And as we find out this morning, the FBI is going to interview him about this. Let's get your reaction to this. I'd love to hear what you think. You can call us at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797. Are you buying into this? Do you think that there's something really serious going on here? Do you think, I mean, the worst case scenario here is the time that the Joe Biden was in the vice presidency, he had Hunter running deals, making millions and millions and millions of dollars off of selling influence. I mean, one of the things with the China relationship was they didn't want anything in return it wasn't an investment in some sort of monetary return. They wanted influence, access to influence, and it was Hunter's job to connect them that way. Come join us on our Annie Fry YouTube page. Make sure you subscribe to us there. If you come see my face before I adjust my lighting, it's the most patriotic face I have. I look red, white, and blue in the most patriotic way. The lights are too bright, but I'm going to fix them real quick right now. So stick around. We'll be back and take some phone calls in just a minute. Don't go anywhere.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
There are 50 former national intelligence folks who said that what this he's accusing me of is a Russian plant. They have said that this has all the character. Five former heads of the CIA, both parties, say what he's saying is a bunch of garbage. Nobody believes it except his and his good friend, Rudy Giuliani.
You mean the laptop is now another Russia hoax?
And that's exactly what
this
that's
where you're
exactly
going?
What
this is going. Where he's going. The laptop is Russia, yes. Russia.
Good exchange. Good exchange on their part. And also, I'm not familiar with Rudy Giuliani. Like, when you say Rudy Giuliani, I'm like, I don't think we're talking about the same guy. I can't vouch for that guy. But Rudy Giuliani, on the other hand.
He'd never heard of Rudy Giuliani until the debate prep, and that's why he messed his name up.
Rudy Giuliani.
What was that guy's name you told me about again from New York?
Rudy G.
Rudy G.
Okay, we've got a lot of phone calls, and they're going to keep coming in. So, Katie, just rock and roll with us. Tell us who we're listening to, and you can pick who gets on the air.
We're going to go to Andrew first.
All right, Andrew, if anybody wants to join us, 314-241-9797. Andrew, what do you think? We'd love to hear what y'all your reaction to last night and all the news of the day.
Okay, two things first, real quick. Everclear is amazing. Thank you for the intro on that.
Absolutely.
And two, Ryan, you're the best. Mark Gross is the funniest, but you're a second best. So anyway.
You're supposed to whisper that. You're not supposed to say it out loud. Good
Thanks
grief.
For calling.
All right.
Take care.
So
Ryan, you owe him money.
There were two things from that exchange. One, you realize how stupid it actually sounds with the whole Russia, Russia, Russia. I love that with the whole Brady Bunch callback with Donald Trump. But the number two is that we cannot fall victim to the same stupidity of the mainstream media to just gobble up any story that looks like it could be damning for the left. So this might be true, but at the same time, we don't want to have egg on our face as often as the left has every single day. So that's all that I really took from it.
Thank you. Let the facts bear what the facts bear. I think it's a great
exactly.
call. Thank you so much, Andrew. Good to talk to you. Next time, whisper the Wiggins thing. It makes me feel better.
Maybe just call in with no point other than that.
He said you are the second funniest person next to Mark Close.
Yeah, which I would take exception to, but you know, I'll go with it for now for the sake of fluid radio.
Man, that's going to hurt a lot of egos.
Yes, it will.
Ryan's is just... Do you know Andrew? Do you know an Andrew? Was that Andrew Stoltz?
Yeah, that was our producer, Andrew.
Let me Venmo you the $5.
You buy him lunch today?
Andrew, no matter what Annie says, when she says open up the phone lines, call in and praise me with something. I don't care what it is.
You better be buying me lunch too, Andrew.
And told me I was worse than Mark Close.
I love it.
Next, you guys want to go to Mike?
Let's do it. Mike, thank you so much for calling the show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Hey, so... That Tony Babalinski, that's how you say his last name. I think there's a lot of truth to what he's saying here. I don't think somebody put themselves at risk being sued or, you know, by going after the Bidens here unless he had some, you know, some absolute solid evidence there, you know. So, I'd love to see it before the election what actually they got on him.
I think we will. I think I think we're guaranteed to see it, whether it makes a difference regarding how people vote or not. I think it possibly could because Joe Biden has made this. He said it a million times last night, a character election about, you know my character and you know his character. Well, first of all, Donald Trump's character has been inappropriately smeared from the very beginning. He's not the cleanest guy in the world, but he's not, you know, Satan in.
But he doesn't deny it either.
Yes,
you know, I mean, the guy's a womanizer. And you know what? He is what he is, but he's up front and everybody knows it because he's been in the limelight and scrutinized for years.
But
you know,
if Biden isn't squeaky clean, like he's implied that he is, and we find that out here. And, you know, I think there are a lot of people who are going to go vote on Election Day. I think we will see before the election.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people changing. I mean, like, you know, my mom's always voted Democratic no matter what, and she didn't this year.
Wow.
You know, she's like, I just don't trust the Biden family. I mean, how many the silent majority is going to come out? And, you know, nobody really knows where they're voting yet, but I would put her in that category.
From your lips to God's ears. Thank you for the phone call. We appreciate it. Have
Thanks,
a good
guys.
Friday. Christopher on Facebook says it's Rudy Jilly's Cupcakes.
That's great.
I love Jilly's
You know,
cupcakes.
Tony Babalinski says he was warned not to do this. So
man,
we know he's taking risks.
You're going to bring us all down, man. Mm-hmm. That's
What
he said. He said that his friend said, you know, don't do this. You're going to take us all down, man.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot on the line. And like you said, the only legal defense against slander, especially at this level, is the truth. So,
yeah, brave, bold strategy if you're lying. I mean, I can't imagine it would be worth if he doesn't have something. Maybe it's not the big bombshell maybe it's not the worst case scenario for Joe Biden, but you don't go out there and do that with no substance whatsoever. Katie, you want to get to another phone call here?
Sure, let's go to Steve.
All right, Steve, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you
think? Yeah, how you doing today? Thanks for taking my call. I love your show. I listen to it every day.
Thank you, Steve.
Here's what I would like to know, and I'm really curious about this here. If they listen to this here and watch this thing and they find out that Joe's and the big guy is really who he say they are on the state, and they charge him, who will be running for president?
I mean, Joe is until he's not, I guess. And
well, you
the
know,
way,
they
the
charge
works...
him and then he goes to jail. Or
well,
should go to jail until he has to put up bail.
He's not the president until he's inaugurated. So he wouldn't right. actually become the president until sometime in January. There's no way, in my opinion, that he's not going to be convicted of anything before January. That would
no,
be
but he could
speed.
Be charged.
He could be charged, sure. But I think that he would probably. Do you swear him in from jail? I don't know. Like we're going. It is a constitutional. I don't know, crisis. That's a word we've been using a lot. This would actually
sure. Be. Then we end up with. With what's her name is
Kamala
that hates the Knights of Columbus were a cult as president. Wouldn't that be terrible?
It would be terrible.
Well,
at least they
would get their wish, wouldn't they?
Well, thank you for the call, Steve. I appreciate it. We're going to continue to talk about this as we move forward here throughout the day. And I think that One of the most compelling things that we are going to face as we walk through this process here is how does this all play out? And if people are afraid of how it plays out, does that change how their vote? Does that change how they go? You know, do you think that people would still vote for Biden if they were afraid of? Or do you think people would move to vote for Trump because they're afraid that potentially there would be this constitutional crisis?
I don't know that that's going to move it much. People are pretty locked in. Like we said, there's very few, maybe 4% of people are undecided. I do think this kind of stuff, the debate last night, all of this controversy, possible criminal activity from Biden, it will affect turnout. It absolutely will. If you're on the fence about making sure you're going to show up, you may not show up because you don't know if you trust the guy.
Katie, any more calls here?
Oh, yeah, tons of them. Let's go to Greg.
Hey, Greg, thank you for calling the Annie Fresh.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
My question is, we got all this talk last night about these 500 kids that are separated from their parents and they're lost and nobody can find them and they can't find their parents. And my question for Joe Biden and the moderator is they're in a detention facility that's in one place. Why in the hell can't their parents find them? That's the question Trump should ask. Why don't their parents find them? They're in the same place. They've been there for a while. They're not going anywhere. I don't understand what the problem is.
You know, I think that one of the first of all, did you guys see? Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Did you guys see on the internet a lot of people on the left talking about how ridiculous it was, suggesting that coyotes were bringing children across the
that
border?
That is the only thing they had.
Right.
Yeah, I'm like, no. This isn't possible. You have disqualified yourself from ever tweeting anything about anything of importance for the rest of time. Like suggest the true belief that they had that the president was so ignorant that he actually thought that coyotes, as in the animals, here's one from somebody. This person has a blue check, and I'm going to read their bio here real quick. It says, corporate attorney, oh, Lord, an investment advisor, have mercy. Georgia State Representative, Chief Deputy Whip of Georgia House Dems. What? I didn't even read that last night. I was too tired. Did real Donald Trump just say 545 kids they can't find their parents for came over through, quote, cartels and coyotes? How the hell does a coyote bring a whole human across the border?
Oh my.
Lord, stop talking. Come on, man. What are you talking about? Oh my gosh. I saw that and I was just like,
so dumb.
This can't be real. This can't be happening.
There's nothing else they have, though. There's nothing else that they have. That's why I loved Trump so much last night, because there is nothing that he did that the left can just you know, clam onto and say something about the next day. He performed so well. He was on his A game. I can't say it enough.
I went through the timeline of this person just to see if they were one who would make sarcastic remarks. No, they were trashing the president around every turn. Like, this was somebody who, as a blue check, like, you wouldn't make that statement and make yourself look so ignorant in the context of Donald Trump's the worst, Donald Trump's the worst, Donald Trump's the worst. Donald Trump is so stupid he thinks that wild dogs are bringing children and a whole human. Like, I could see how they'd bring not a whole human across the border. Unbelievable. But to the caller's question and the caller's point, you know, these children who are being separated, in many cases, they do have to be concerned that these kids are being trafficked. And if you've watched behind the scenes, no mainstream media is covering this. The emphasis that has been put on this administration to stop human trafficking in this country, people take kids across the border because they think that that's going to help them get across the border. And if you don't have the kids' best interest at heart in that scenario, you can't just allow them to be with somebody who they say is the parent of that child. You need to verify it. And it may sound like a really terrible situation to put a child in, but let's not for a hot second think that America put those kids in that situation. They were brought here. They were brought here by grown rear people who are supposed to be responsible for these children, and their behavior alone is not indicating that they have a responsible bone in their body to put their kids through what they've put those kids through. So you have to ask yourself, are these kids in a safe situation to begin with? Children are getting separated from their parents in this country all the time because of crime. For some reason, when it's at the border, the Democrats want to use it as if it's irresponsibility by the Republicans. We're going to be back in just a minute. Gabe Pfeiffer going to join us. Don't go anywhere.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.